Welcome along to the podcast Napod Pomo series. It is Thursday the 25th of November, but only just. Later this morning than I first intended to, and as a result didn't have the opportunity to get a show out this morning, so do apologize for that. But we're here now. It is Thursday the 25th of November, and oh my goodness, the weather is about to hit fairly badly. Reading the news on BBC's weather site and other various places, it looks as though Scotland and the sort of distinct east coast of England are under a blanket of snow at the moment. Now, looking at the map of Yorkshire and the Humber, which is the region that I'm in, if you look at the colours that are determined as to the severity of weather, you've got this patch of orange, which means you're in trouble across most of the region. And there's a little thing on in the bottom left-hand corner, which is in yellow, which means be aware. And that's where I am. I'm in this area which just is, you know, you might get some snow, you might not. Do you know what? I'd love some snow. It's not often we get snow, you know, a good amount of snow. Going back to the 1970s when I was growing up and having, you know, 6 feet of snow drifted up against your back door, and being able to go to the local park and slide down on a toboggan because it was just full of snow. But you don't get that at the moment, which is really quite sad. But the only trouble is it does kind of bring the country to a halt from a road network perspective. You got people in Canada who, you know, they get snow all the time and they just think, oh yeah, a bit more snow, just get on with it. And yet it snows here and the entire country just shuts down. It's absolutely crazy. Fantastic. Well, how are you? I hope you had a good Thursday. I hope you are taking care out on the roads. And have you got anything planned for the weekend? I don't think we have. I don't think we've got anything planned for the weekend at all. Yeah, I hope you have something good planned. Well, it's going to be a quick show because it's 10:45 on Thursday night. I need to try and get this show. I'm going to try and get this show released by 11. Because I need to go to bed, and then I'm going to get up nice and early to do tomorrow's show first thing in the morning. I really do ask for it, don't I? I really do. Bed music, as before, Indigo 78 with They Live. Links to the show notes for the website for Indigo 78. Right, we've had some feedback, which I just want to quickly touch on. And it does appear as though the music we played yesterday, which was In This Moment with Forever, was pretty much universally loved. John the Nice Guy commented on the website saying, "Oh my, how rocking was this track? Sweet. Properly made my day." Well, I'm glad about that, because I said it would be a nice uplifting kicker to start the day with. And then Jonathan TCPO not only signed his email with an ASCII art image of R2-D2 and C-3PO, which I will endeavour to post into the show notes for this show. He says, in a northeastern accent, "It's dear 24 in the Napod Pomo's use. And Dave has been rudely evicted from his bed really early like." Yes, as you may recall, yesterday I got kicked out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. Jonathan continues with his email. "Dave, that track has just blown the cobwebs out of my JVC headphones. Spotted John the Nice Guy's comment on yesterday's show, and I have to agree with him. Cracking tune. I've just turned the MacBook Pro volume up to 11. As I've previously hinted to before, I'd normally steer towards the pop dance genres, but that was a very well-produced belter of a track. Musically very well written and a very rich and layered power rock tune. Can you imagine Jack Black rocking air guitar to that, even at 4 a.m. with no heating and increasingly freezing mornings? The weather warnings seem to have slipped to Friday, Saturday and Sunday, but you're right, it's going to be the start of things to come. Last year, when the bad snow thawed and refroze overnight, it took my lovely wife and I over 90 minutes to walk the 1 mile up the road to try and get a bus. Not fun. Keep warm. Jonathan C3PO. Yes. Take the warning from more than one person. It is going to get very, very cold. Now, if you thought that yesterday's track was a bit of a belter, you're absolutely going to love this. From Germany, and as I've just found out in the last few weeks, a band that is no more. They've actually disbanded, which is a real shame. But this is Last Sunday with A Part of Me.
Yeah.
Didn't I promise you a belter? What a fantastic track. Last Sunday with A Part of Me. Although, that seemed to be a demo track. The version of that song on their MySpace page at myspace.com/lastsunday was actually called Believin', which actually would make a lot more sense. But yeah, like I said, Last Sunday are no more. They have disbanded, which is an absolute shame. But I don't care, because if they're going to go out, you want to go out having a song like that in your collection, don't you? So there we go. Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Sorry the show was late. Have yourself a great, well, Thursday evening, Friday morning. And we'll speak to you again tomorrow morning. Take it easy. Sleep well. Good night.